forget. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, February 12th, 2008 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Today's truly President Lincoln's birthday, which really means nothing in the whole scheme of things. But anyway, listen, Ron Paul is still in the race, okay? He's backed off a little bit, and he's taken care of some of his duties down and running for the for Congress on the Republican ticket to make sure he holds his seat. But that does not mean he's out of the race, folks. And my show today, I'm going to have Sergeant Ted Sampley on. We're going to talk about the front runners in the campaign. Today we're going to talk about John McCain. But I think the strategy that Ron Paul is using is a very good one. He's backing off. Now, McCain's got all kinds of baggage, and we're going to talk about some of that baggage today. Tomorrow I'm going to have Larry Nichols up. We're going to talk a little bit about Clinton and her baggage. But at any rate, I wanted to give you a little background on my guest today, coming up first hour, Sergeant Ted Sampley. But before I do that, I want to remind you, I want to go into my website at theamericanawakening.org. Now, the first article in there, the first new article, is John McCain, liar, collaborator, and traitor. That's what we're going to cover today. But also, in the second hour, I'm going to talk a little bit about police getting Homeland Security directives and this lady that got strip searched in a jail cell, which is an atrocity. There's another video up there called Officer Rivieri and His Ego. You don't want to miss that one. Then, of course, the deputy that dumps a man for a wheelchair at the police station. And also Jerome Corsi and Howard Phillips have a video up there regarding the North American Union. So I invite you to go in there and look at that. But let me tell you about Sergeant Ted Sampley. I'm not going to read his whole bio because it's 4 pages long, but I'm going to give you some excerpts, folks. On May 5th, 1965, Sampley was deployed to Vietnam with 173rd, where he served as a combat infantryman until April of 66. He participated in combat operations in the Iron Triangle, War Zone D, Bin Cat, the Hobo Woods, and other areas of South Vietnam. And after being chosen to be trained as a Green Beret, Sampley was assigned to the 1st Special Forces Group in Okinawa. In 1968, Sampley was one of a handful of American soldiers chosen to attend the British Jungle Warfare School in Johor Bahru, Malaysia. In Vietnam, Staff Sergeant Sampley served as company commander of a B-36 Mike Force, civilian irregular defense group company assigned to operate along the Cambodian border. During that year of combat service, Sampley was awarded 4 Bronze Stars, the Army Commendation Medal, and the Vietnamese Cross of Gallantry. Sampley's training in the Army included operations in intelligence, methods of prisoner of war, interrogation, escape and evasion training, guerrilla warfare training, and understanding the Viet Cong infrastructure. From 1971 to 1973, Sampley worked during his off-duty time as a volunteer for Americans Who Care, a POW/MIA group from Fayetteville, North Carolina, that was lobbying for the safe return of all U.S. POWs held by communists in North Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. Now, you're starting to see why I'm having this guy up on my show today, folks. In 1983, after he became aware that Hanoi had not released all living POWs, Sampley became re-involved as a POW-MIA activist, demanding for the U.S. government to put more pressure on Hanoi to either release the men or explain what happened to them. We'll be back in 3 minutes with my guest, Sergeant Ted Sampley. Stick with me, folks. This is going to be a good, informative, interesting hour on one of our top Republican candidates. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And before I bring up my guest, I want to finish up with this, folks, a couple of other excerpts here off of his bio. In October of 1988, Sampley led a group of activists into communist Laos, where they handed out leaflets offering a reward for missing U.S. servicemen. Two of the group were captured by the communists and held for 41 days. Sampley was detained by Thai authorities for illegally crossing back into Thailand from Laos. Sampley testified in 1991 before a Senate Select Committee on POW-MIA Affairs. He is the founding member of the National Alliance of POW and MIA Families and is one of their annual guest speakers, and he's currently vice president of the Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Rally in Washington, D.C. Without any further ado, I could go on and on about this for the next 20 minutes, but Sergeant Ted Sampley, are you with me, sir?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on board.
Very impressive bio, Mr. Sampley.
Thank you.
Before we go any further, I want to let the listening audience know you have just recently put up a new website. Is that correct?
It is. We're expanding our effort to evacuate the area of John McCain.
Okay. Well, this is where I want to go with this. First of all, I want you to give out your website, Sergeant, to the listening audience.
It's GOP, as in Grand Ole Party. It's GOPTeaParty.com. That's a reference to the Boston Tea Party. It's GOPTeaParty.com.
Okay, GOPTeaParty.com. Now,
right.
Now Ron Paul is still in the race. He's backed up. He's got some congressional duties. He's running. There's somebody down in Texas running against him, but he is not out of the race. And the front runners in this race really are Obama, McCain, and Clinton. And what I want to direct the attention to today, folks, is John McCain. Because, frankly, John McCain comes with so much baggage that all he is really is a fall guy. And I firmly believe that if we do our due diligence, we step up to the plate and we put the word out. And, folks, then it's up to you, the audience. I've brought Sergeant Ted Sampley up here today to give some of you, the ones that don't know, an education on what's going on in John McCain's suitcase here. But what we want to do is we want to expose this to as many people as we can, because just like Rudy Giuliani, who is now dropped out of the race, and the reason he's dropped out of the race is because the whole story about the fireman's radios at the World Trade Center came out, and it shot him down, and WeAreTruth.org hit him every place he went. We're going to do the same thing with John McCain here, with Sergeant Sampley. So go ahead, you got the floor, Sergeant Sampley. Let's talk a little bit about John McCain's baggage. Go ahead.
Well, first thing, McCain has, his whole claim to fame is the fact that he is a returned POW who, according to him in his reports, was severely tortured by the communist Vietnamese. And to quote Tim Russert right before the South Carolina primary, John McCain was hung up by his arms, kept in a black box in the hot sun for 5.5 years. That's what Tim Russert said on television right before the South Carolina primary. McCain liked that so much that he incorporated that into one of those shake-and-bake ads that they put together and had Tim Russert saying that, trying to gather the veterans' support. It apparently worked in South Carolina. The problem is it was a bald-faced lie. McCain was never hung up by his arms and kept in a black box for 5.5 years. What happened to John McCain was when he got shot down after his 23rd mission, when he ejected, like so many pilots that eject, he got hurt really badly. His arms were busted up, his leg was busted up, and he parachuted into a lake in Hanoi. And when the Vietnamese swam out and pulled him in, they did as they did to all Americans they captured. They brutalized him, bandaged him, and hit him with the butt of a rifle so that they hurt him again. He was finally rescued, I call it that, by the North Vietnamese Army and carried to a prisoner of war camp. And where he was threatened that if he didn't give military information, they were not going to give any medical care. Well, John McCain, in his own words, in an article written in 1973, that he wrote in the U.S. News and World Report, told them, on his fourth day, thinking he was going to die, he called them in and said, I'll give you military information if you'll take me to a hospital. Now, what happened after that is immediately the Vietnamese discovered that his father was Admiral McCain, commander of all the forces in Europe, about to be commander of the forces in Vietnam. That made them realize that they had a special prisoner, and they treated him that way from then on. Reports that have come out since that date, in the form of declassified documents, where the United States government intercepted radio transmissions and public broadcasts out of Vietnam, they were broadcasting McCain as he was telling a lot of military information. For example, the number of aircraft in his flight, which way they were coming in from, where the rescue ships were waiting, and his targets. And also he added to it that his objective was to bomb civilian targets and schools and temples. And everything Jane Fonda was saying, John McCain repeated. And so he did that in order to exchange it for military information.
So, for 5.5 years, he's over
there
getting military...
He exchanged military information for medical care.
Okay.
And he all got right. it. He was taken to a hospital not normally available for U.S. prisoners.
So, from what I understand, he did this for 5.5 years. Now, he had a choice. I just posted on my website, Sergeant Sampley, an article that I pulled. It's called John McCain, Privileged War Hero, Liar, Collaborator, and Traitor. I'm not sure. Are you familiar with Army Colonel Earl Hopper?
I am very familiar with him.
Okay, and he's got a long article involving John McCain here, along with some video clips. And folks, you can go in here and watch this video clip that I have posted on my website. And on this website, on these video clips in the Senate congressional hearings, and I believe that was in November 10th, 1992, where John McCain is really literally going off on Dolores Alfond of the National Alliance of Families, of the POW families, he's basically standing in the way, preventing them from making any progress in getting the MIAs and POWs back home. Now, you correct me if any of this information is wrong here, Sergeant Sampley, but John McCain was over there for 5.5 years trading his medical care for just, you know, barking like a parrot, if you will, getting preferred treatment over there. And from what I understand, he had a choice. He was offered a chance to come home on three different occasions, and
let me address that.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's something that if you look deeper into it, the Vietnamese did offer him early release, and the idea was to embarrass his father. And keep in mind that McCain had been cooperating, a lot of cooperation. He did something like 32 radio broadcasts and written statements. That does not make him a POW hero. That makes him doing what he has to at the expense of other people to survive.
Right.
He doesn't deserve, this is my point, he doesn't deserve the tag of hero, and that's what he stuck on himself, and the news media gladly repeats it. But that early release, in the POW camps, when they can, the Americans establish a chain of command, and you have what you call a SRO, a senior ranking officer.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Admiral Stockdale was the senior ranking officer at the time McCain was there. And the orders from the senior ranking officer was that no one would accept early release. No one. So McCain was under orders not to accept early release. The idea was that if the Vietnamese were going to release somebody, they were going to release the first one captured, the one that had been in there the longest. And that if anybody took release beyond that, he was a traitor. So McCain had a choice. He could take early release and get out of it, but he'd be labeled as a traitor. So by staying, that doesn't make him a hero. A lot of prisoners were offered early release, and a lot of them chose to stay. Some took the early release. So that doesn't make him a hero. And that's the issues we have with John McCain. So him to play with politics like he's doing and to try and project to the American people that he was some sort of hero, POW, resistor, is absolutely not true. He makes him a deceiver. He is not telling the truth. He's faking it.
Right. Had he done that, had he taken the early release, his career, as far as a congressional seat and Senate seat would have been over. He would have embarrassed his... What's that?
Admiral's son taking early release? It would have been horrible for him.
Right, but it seems to me, Sergeant Sampley, like he has evidently behind the scenes made some kind of a deal with the Vietnamese or something of this nature.
Let me explain that. I'm very familiar with that.
Okay.
What he did in the Senate Select Committee, I was deeply involved in the Senate Select Committee, and a group of us, the veterans and family members, we were pushing to try and get the files, the POW files declassified, known as the debriefings, where each POW that come back was debriefed independently. And only the government has those debriefings, and they're not put together in any public form. For example, what one POW said and what he's seen might be different from what another returned POW saw. And it had to do with who exactly did they see. And we were real concerned about the number of POWs that were known to have been alive in captivity but never returned or accounted for. Mm-hmm. That was our objective. McCain fought with tooth and nail to keep those debriefings classified. And because in the debriefings, one prisoner might say what another prisoner had done and how he had gotten hurt because, let's say, McCain had made a statement about what another prisoner was doing, told on him, so to speak. And these people in these debriefings, a lot of that went on, and it's there. McCain didn't want that made public, so he used the Senate Select Committee to shut it down. Then he went to Hanoi on one of those trips, and I think former Congressman Bob Dornan addresses that in that tape on Vietnam Veterans Against John McCain, if you go look at it, in front of people. He told the Vietnamese, if you ever release our files, the files you have on POWs, you will never get normalized relations. That was the threat he made to the Vietnamese. But what McCain has in return, he has to do the Vietnamese favors. They own him because they own his files. Not only that, the Chinese know what's in there because they were involved in the interrogation. The Soviets or the Russians know what's in the interrogation. The Cubans know. And there was even some Palestinian involvement, some of those as observers in his interrogation.
All right. Let me stop you right there, Sergeant Sampley. We've got to take a break. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special and very, very knowledgeable guest, Sergeant Ted Sampley, on John McCain. We'll be back in 3. Stick with us. Call your friends and neighbors, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back, folks. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour, and then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to open up the phone lines for any of your questions and comments for Sergeant Ted Sampley. And I want you to go into his website, folks. It's www.goteaparty.com. And there's a little segment in there where you can pledge stating that you will never vote for John McCain. And with that, let's get back to Sergeant Sampley. Okay, so McCain told the Vietnamese
let me nutshell this right quick. I'm afraid I kind of I may have wandered in off a little bit and maybe confused people. The bottom line is McCain was shot down, captured, was badly hurt. He, through his own admittance, he violated the military code of conduct right off the bat, has been promising military information in exchange for better medical treatment. Mm-hmm. The Vietnamese took him to a hospital, not normally available to American prisoners of war, kept him there for about 8 weeks. As crude as their medical care was, I think a Serbian surgeon was called in to try and help him. And then he was brought back into the camp. After a while, he was separated from the rest of the prisoners, and kept separated for, I think, a year to 2 years. At that point, I don't care what those returned POWs that he's got campaigning for him says about him. They have no idea what John McCain said or did or who was with him, who he talked to, because he was away from them. He was kept in solitary confinement not in a black box, but in a cell away from the other prisoners. So they have no idea what he said or done. And when they stand up and say, I was with John McCain, they're lying. They're deceiving the American people. They need to stand down and just shut up unless they're going to tell the truth, because they have no idea what he was doing. And so they, during that period of time, McCain made about 32 written and oral statements for the communists. Now, what that does, and you can say, well, what would you do if you were a prisoner and tortured? I don't know what I'd do, but I know what I wouldn't do. If I collaborated like that, if I was forced to collaborate like that, I certainly wouldn't come home and present myself as an American POW hero and accept medals for collaborating. He was a victim of the communists. I'll give him that. And that's all. Just like the other Americans that were brutalized. I mean, they killed 55 American prisoners. They murdered them. But so, in my point being, so why would John McCain, when he gets into Congress, one of the first things he does is start warming up to the people that he says tortured him so bad to the point that he attempted suicide twice. So why would he warm up to them? Why would he go out of his way to carry water to bring them into normalized relations? You would think he would hate them. You would think he'd want to bring them in for war crimes, if not what he did, what they did to him, but to killing the other prisoners. But no, John McCain went against the POW families. He went against all of us and brought Vietnam, got them normalized relations, despite the fact that what we wanted to do, the POW activists and the veterans and the family members, we simply wanted one thing. We didn't want Vietnam to get anything until they come clean and give us the documentation or release the men of the men that were known to be alive in captivity but not returned. That's all we wanted. Mm-hmm. McCain fought it tooth and nail. He did everything the Vietnamese wanted. My point being, the reason he's carrying water for the communist Vietnamese is because they have his files. They know what he did. He's blackmailable. Period. And we don't need a president that's like that, that's that weak. The Chinese know what he did. The Cubans know. The CIA knows. He's got all those people he's got to answer to.
Well, when he was the chairman, and by the way, he waffle for about 9 months trying to do everything he could do to not even have this Senate subcommittee, and then he insisted that if they were going to have these hearings on the MIA and POWs, that he would be the chairman.
What happened was, and I was behind, we did a lot of lobbying trying to get what we call the truth bill. We were trying to get Ross Perot, the Perot Committee, established. Well, McCain fought it, heart, tooth and nail. And he fought, finally, when we put so much political pressure through petitions and all, that he had to, it was bigger than him. Then he fought to get John Kerry as chairman of it, and he wanted to be vice chairman. But we knew we couldn't stop Kerry being chairman, but we had lobbied like, you know what, and we finally managed to keep him from being co-chairman, and we got another Vietnam vet, Senator Bob Smith, and he became co-chairman with Kerry. But with McCain being on the committee, he fought tooth and nail all the way. He sided with the Pentagon. He perpetuated lies. He protected the communist Vietnamese all the way through that. Now, the overall idea, the reason the State Department wanted the Vietnamese taken care of, was that there was a lot of corporate pressure on the United States to open the doors to trade in Vietnam. These greedy corporations, and some of them controlled by John Kerry's first cousin, by the way, Stuart Forbes, I believe his name was. He got the first $1 billion contract once the doors were open in Vietnam for the ports of Hanoi. So these corporations were really pushing hard. It turns out that some of the Senate staffers working for John Kerry on the committee were actually also working for the Vietnam Trade Organization, the private lobbyists. That was going on at the same time. So it was loaded against us, and we didn't realize it at the time. But in any case, the whole committee turned out to be an effort to discredit anybody that stood up and said, hey, look at the evidence. And they beat us down. You would think John McCain, the return POW, would be with the veterans and with the families. No, he was with the communist government, and he said brutalized him. Go fish on that. I'd like somebody to explain that to me.
Well, do you think it's because he might be trying to hide a few skeletons that might come out of his closet there, Sergeant?
Absolutely. That is the reason. I mean, why else would he carry the water?
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, buddy. We have to take a break. We'll be back in three. I'm going to open up the phone lines when we get back at 800-313-9443. You can direct your questions or comments to Sergeant Sampley here, and we'll continue this discussion when we get back. Fascinating, folks, and I want to direct another question about the POWs when I get back from the break. Stick with us. Call your friends and neighbors. This is a great one, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, folks, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Sergeant Ted Sampley. Sergeant Sampley, would it be a safe bet that because John McCain really stood in the way of these hearings where Dolores Alfon and the National Alliance of Families were trying to get to these POWs that were left behind? Would it be a safe bet to say that, yes, indeed, there were POWs that were left behind?
Well, not based on him standing in the way. McCain standing in the way has to do with his relationship with the communist Vietnamese. But if you took people like former Congressman Bill Hinman, and all the research that he did, and he was a staffer on the Senate Select Committee. He was in the research. And he got so deep into it that McCain got him fired. But you take Hinman's got a book out called An Enormous Crime. It's a bestseller. If you go in and read that book, that question is mute because, yes, we did leave people behind. Even the Senate Select Committee that McCain and Kerry were on begrudgingly were forced to admit them that, yes, we left people behind alive in captivity. That's a matter of fact. They admitted that. But they tried to soften the blow up by saying, but there's nobody alive today. And the point is, they didn't have any evidence that they were dead. They had evidence that we left people behind alive, but absolutely zero evidence that these men were dead. Our point was, you give them the benefit, these soldiers, the benefit, and airmen, the benefit of the doubt. Unless you've got evidence that they're dead and the Vietnamese have shown you and proven it, you keep looking for them. McCain and Kerry shut it down and went on to gain glory. And they were the men that, that closed shut the book on Vietnam. They solved that POW issue. They solved nothing. They covered it up. And we veterans that know this will never, ever forgive John Kerry and John McCain for betraying those men that are left behind. Never will we forgive them.
They did it for their own gain and to hide their own skeletons. Well, I'll tell you what.
Kerry's a leftist anyway. He was for the communists during the war. McCain just went on, he come back and joined him. I'm talking about recently, in the last 10 years, 20 years, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's take a call here, Sergeant Sampler. Let's go to Bill in Idaho. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443 if you want to call in with a question or comment. Bill in Idaho, you're on with Michael and Sergeant Ted Sampley. Go ahead.
Yes, bless you, Michael. Thank you for everything. Sampley, I want to thank you so very much for your testimony. You understand that there are people that are recording this grand jury level for not only felony, as this individual is, and knowingly knows that he was not a natural-born citizen.
Yeah, I've heard that argument.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I've heard that argument because he was born in Panama.
AmericanVoiceRadio.com.org.net. The entire history of his father and him and the un-American, if not dastardly history of that family is amazing. However, I can't thank you enough for taking the time and the effort to point out, as Colonel G, that as late as, I believe, 82, 89, they were receiving satellite intel that there were still signs of signals being sent by Groundmark and coding in large paddies, large field areas, and new growth areas. But my request to you is, Michael, as excellent as he is, has half his team gone now. He does an excellent job educating and informing people. However, and nobody would understand and appreciate the implications of 10% of the Tyrannosaurus Rex of Texas, Austin, if they didn't understand and appreciate Abel Danger and the implications of Liwa that was covered up during, before, during, and after the 9/11 investigations, Triple Cross, 1,000 Years for Revenge. Do you think that you could make contact for or have your fire team get Michael in touch with Congressman Kurt Weldon and or his execs that were working with him in the Army via Liwa? It's very important. Abel Danger.
What's that question for?
That's for you, sir.
I'm not. What are you asking me to do this? Well,
contact for Michael to get Congressman or ex-Congressman Kurt Weldon on to tell the story in regard to Abel Danger and
Bill, we're getting a little bit off topic here. We're talking about a 9/11 investigation, and Sergeant Sampley and I are talking about John McCain and his baggage. Kurt Weldon, I'll write that down, but that's a topic for another day, okay? And I know what you're talking about because I've seen the clip of Kurt Weldon on the internet regarding the Abel Danger thing. So, but again, that's a topic for another day. Thank you for the call, Bill. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Feel free to give you a call with a question or comment. And Sergeant Sampley, now, I mean, you being the activist that you are, sir, going back as far as you have in your diligence with supporting the POWs, the MIAs, and so forth, what is your vision of the American people that could possibly allow a menace or a demonic demon like this man to occupy the White House? How does that make you feel?
Well, here's what bothers me. It's that I'm strange that you use the word demon because I use the word deceiver. McCain is a master of deceit. And if he's deceiving you on one thing, then everything he says is potential deceit. I hear these talking heads on television, well, McCain right now, he's moderate to left. Now he's got to go to the right to try and convince the people on the conservatives to vote for him. Well, that's just a game. They don't mean it. But he's convincing the American people that he's the person that they should put in the position of President of the United States. It's outrageous that he's able to. And if you'll deceive you on one thing, you'll deceive you on something else. You cannot have this dishonest person as President of the United States.
Well, now, from what you know and from what we all know now about the baggage in this guy's closet. Okay,
there's some more we'll talk about. You want to go beyond the Vietnam years, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, once we know, and we all know now, okay, what kind of baggage this guy's holding, then, the powers that be, do you see that they're possibly just putting this guy up here as a front man to take the fall for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama?
I have no idea what strange things goes on up there like that. I think it's more about the Republican establishment. It's all about the name Republican and not the philosophy that, or the politics or the values that's supposed to go with the Republican Party. Here's the question. I mean, this is what we're saying. So what the Republican establishment wants the voters to do now, Republicans, is to vote for the liberal McCain, and he is a liberal. He mm-hmm. voted liberal. His record is liberal, so that a liberal Hillary Clinton or a liberal Obama won't get in the White House. What is the difference?
Well, there isn't any, because as far as
exactly
I'm concerned,
right.
they're all owned and controlled, and their handlers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Our little motto up on Tea Party is not only let the revolution begin, but let it begin because choosing one evil over another doesn't make it right. One evil.
Man.
I forgot how that went now. Jesus, I drew a blank now. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go to a caller. Let's go to Chuck in Texas. Chuck, you're on with Michael and Sergeant Sandler. Go ahead. Hello, Chuck.
What pretty much set it off for me about John McCain was when I found out that Phil Gramm was running his campaign. And, Phil Gramm was the senator on the banking committee for so long. And as soon as he left government, he went to work for the Warburgs. And I think he's with the vice president of the Warburg Bank now. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it's Phil Gramm, the guy that was senator here before.
I know who you're talking about, but I'm not real familiar with his background.
Okay, well, I'll just hang on up. I'd heard that, and I assume it's true.
His handlers behind the scenes are Henry Kissinger, I believe. I mean, these guys are all New World Order, CFR members. It's obviously that, as far as I'm concerned, both parties are owned and controlled, and it looks to me like, as inept as John McCain is, and I mean, as much baggage as he's holding, Sergeant Sample, you may or may not be familiar with this, but it looks to me like they're just putting him up here as a fall guy to fall for Hillary Clinton, or Barack Obama, possibly. But I don't see any way that this man could actually win anything. I mean, I tell you what, if the American public is so dumbed down that they cannot see through this, even when I see this guy get up, during one of the debates, Sergeant Sampley, and he's banging his arms, like a robot on the podium, he just looks phony. Every word out of his mouth is terrorism and, perpetual war and so forth. I mean, is it just me? Am I out in left field here, or does other people see this as well?
I think you hit the nail on the head when you talk about the American voter. The American voter is not that astute in what's going on. They're listening to the talking heads that are giving us 15-second sound bites. And the first things that come out of their mouth when they talk about McCain, oh, John McCain was a war hero. How could anyone question him? He is a great man. He is a man of character. But if you go back, and if Dornan said, you got to look beyond the cover on this thing. Congressman Dornan said that in the tape. You got to look deep into McCain. Let me tell you what's further into McCain's record. As
okay.
a military man, when he come out of 5.5 years as a prisoner, now, no doubt, being kept and held against your will in a North Vietnamese prison camp in a cell where you got punished for the slight infraction of the rules is torture on anybody. But there's a difference between that kind of torture and being hung up by your arms and nearly killed. They protected McCain because he was the son of Admiral McCain. But now, he comes out of Vietnam. He has a disability. So the first thing they do, they want McCain to make admiral so he can be one of a kind, the grandson, the son of an admiral, then the grandson of an admiral. He'll be the third McCain down the made admiral. So they start positioning him to make that rank. And even with the help of his father and the Navy pushing him forward, he couldn't handle it. And here's what happened. First thing they do, they waive all his disabilities and put him back on flight status. That should have never been done. He had already, counting the plane he got shot down, he'd already lost, counting the one he got shot down, he lost 5 aircraft, period. 3 in training, during his training years, 1 in an accident on a forest off, and then the one that got shot down on his 23rd mission. And I went so far as to think, well, he was such a lousy pilot, he zigged when he should have zagged like other pilots did, and he was unable, he didn't have enough skill to avoid that SAM. But he was a bad pilot. He'd already lost 3 aircraft. Out of negligence, or even
not to mention, that he broke his arms ejecting out of the 5th crash.
that happened to a lot of them. But if he did right, he wouldn't get broken up like that. But in any case, so when he got back, they went ahead and put him back on flight status. Then they gave him a coveted command. They leapfrogged him above everybody else and put him down in Florida. I forget the name of the airfield, Cecil Airfield, I believe it was, where he was. Executive officer over the training facility down there where he trained pilots and crews to run aircraft carriers. Coveted position. And he put him ahead of more competent people simply because it was the son of the admiral. And they were positioning him to make admiral. Now, then they promote him to squadron commander. Now, here he is just 2 ranks away from the rank of commodore, which would have been admiral. And what did he do? He started using the aircraft and his authority. This is fact. This is in the book that was written about him, and he hasn't denied it. Fly all over the country to have affairs with people. He was partying. He was a party animal. He continued to party. The problem with it was he was having affairs with some of his subordinates. Now, I believe they're all women, so I'm not trying to draw any other kind of conclusion. So he was having affairs. It got so messy. Here's the man. He got promoted to captain. Now he's 1 rank away from admiral. It got so messy for him that they took him, his command away from him and put him in the Senate as a Navy liaison officer to the United States Senate. And that's where he met his current wife and decided to get out of the Navy, give up the ambition to be admiral. 1 rank away, and he couldn't make it even with all that help. And this is the man that we want to elect a president. He was having affairs. He divorced his wife and married the one he met in Hawaii. While he was a liaison officer, he's one affair after another. I mean, he makes Bill Clinton, Bonking Bill, look like an elementary kid.
So just another scumball on the hill. Okay. and so this latest, how long is he, do you know how long he's been married to this latest piece of arm candy he's waltzing around with?
I think he married her in 19, he's been married quite a while to her.
Has he? Okay.
That would be 19, oh geez. Late 70s, early 80s.
All right, so he's been married to
her. He's rumored of having affairs since then.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. And now, shifting gears here for a moment, Sergeant Sampley. Now, you, according to your bio, you are the, let's see, what does it say here, the vice president of the Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Club?
It's the mothership of Rolling Thunder, the old mother Rolling Thunder organization. You have Washington. Rolling Thunder, Washington, D.C., and then you've got the Rolling Thunder National. We, those of us in Rolling Thunder, Washington, D.C., are the founding members of Rolling Thunder.
Okay.
And the other organization falls under us. So I'm not vice president of the actual run, but of the mothership. That's kind of confusing, but that's we own the paperwork.
Let me ask you.
Speaking in any capacity that I'm now of Rolling Thunder. I'm speaking as myself, and I'm speaking as publisher of the U.S. Southern Dispatch. Rolling Thunder is a nonprofit organization and cannot, under any circumstances, be drug into this.
That's not where I was going with this. I was going to ask you, number one, do you have any idea how many members Rolling Thunder has?
Well, I can tell you this, this last Memorial Day weekend, that was our 20th anniversary of Rolling Thunder, and we had over a half million veterans, and probably 600,000, I'm not sure what the count, maybe 700, that showed up for the run. And it started with 2,000 back in the 80s. Now, that's, and it has turned into Washington, D.C.'s largest annual special event, period. The nation's capital, largest annual special event, and I'm one of the founders of it.
Okay, again, the reason I... Go ahead. The reason I'm asking the question is because they're in the preliminary stages of organizing a march on Washington for Ron Paul, and I'm wondering if it's possible to tie in this club, the Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Rally, with this Ron Paul march on Washington.
I would doubt it. That would be something that. That may be beyond the charter. I know that our motorcycle rally, Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Rally, Washington D.C., could not, under any circumstances, be involved. Now, individuals and chapter members can sign on. They can, you know, they can do it, but us as an organization, we cannot do it.
All right, I'll tell you what. We got to take a break, Sergeant Sampley, and then when we get back, I'm going to go to Barbara in New York. So, Barbara, hold on there. I'll be right with you. Be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest Sergeant Sampley, talking about John McCain. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hmm. All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment coming up to the top of the hour with my guest, Sergeant Ted Sampley. And, Ted, let's take a call. Let's go to Barbara in New York. Barbara, you're on with Sergeant Sampley and Michael. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Michael.
Hello.
And good afternoon, Sergeant Sampley.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I want to thank you so much for exposing this vital information.
We've been doing that since 1992.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I wanted to mention just a couple of points here. I don't know if you can answer this question for me, but I had the opportunity to debrief some of these Vietnam vets over a period of years. And this was, I'm ex-CIA, but it was after I got out. I was trained to debrief and profile. And I heard the testimony of quite a number of these men regarding some of the issues that you've brought up here today. And one of them involves, with the POWs, I would like to know if you've ever heard of something called Operation Groundfire.
Maybe, but I can't recall it right now.
Okay. All right. But in any case, I can't go into detail. I believe it would be too dangerous. I cannot name the names. I do have names. Their names you would recognize, at least some of them, some of the people that were involved in this. And as I heard it from the testimony of several of these men, this was an operation to basically whacking their own men, some of whom were POWs, for the purpose of silencing them about some of what really went on over there, including in Operation Phoenix, and that they were killing. The U.S. government was ordering their own men killed, and I just intuitively, this is just intuitive, but I'm just wondering, did you ever get any indication from any intelligence that possibly McCain could have been involved in covering some of this up, because it would certainly make excellent blackmail material?
Well, one thing, none of that have I ever heard anything other than I'm familiar with Project Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what that was. As a matter of fact, my unit was we were called the fingers of the CIA, the Special Forces.
Yes,
that time frame. And there was a big controversy about Project Phoenix, and if you want to explain it sometime, we will. But I do not recall ever hearing of anything where there was a program to go and kill our own men. Other than one time or two, and that was during the Vietnam War. There was believed to be a certain number of Americans at turncoats that had joined the Viet Cong.
Mm-hmm.
And they were being accused of making statements for the communists, even helping plan. I've seen intelligence reports, declassified reports, where these guys were supposed to, and I know the names, I'm not going to name them,
mm-hmm.
supposed to have been planning attacks, helping them attacks on camps in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told, I remember the order that these guys were out there, and that if you run across any Caucasians with the Viet Cong, kill them. Don't capture them. Save mm-hmm. their family all the problems. Just kill them. And we probably would have, but I never run into any of them.
Yeah, well
that's the closest thing that I know about it, and I don't know of any program to where we would to go into and look up POW camps and kill our own. I can't even comprehend that being done, and I doubt we'd have done that.
Well, it's horrendous, and the only reason I even brought it up, I mean, I happen to know, it just the sources that I had and the people that told this stuff to me. I mean, I do know it to be true, but I cannot verify it from any other source,
I don't know of anybody in Special Forces in my unit, or any, mm-hmm. we were the elite. I don't know of anyone that would have carried out orders like that to go in and kill our own POWs.
Okay.
Yes.
All okay. right, I'll tell you
thank
what, coming
you.
Up to the... Yeah, Barbara, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Sergeant Sampley, I want to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing what you had to share with us, and I would like to invite you to come back up again. Sergeant Sampley's website, folks... What's that? Yeah, real quick, go ahead.
We'll on our site, we've got a little store up there where you can go and buy Andy McCain bumper stickers and places and yard signs and all. People will do that. If go ahead and buy these things, it'll help us keep these websites online. We've got no financial support other than what we can sell.
Very good.
Get up there, buy something from us, and help keep us online.
All right. Thank you so much, Sergeant Sampley. Go goteaparty.com, folks.
That's
www.goteaparty.com. We'll be back in 2 second hour coming up. Gold.